Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
The South Haven Business Beat podcast is sponsored by Community Bank. At Community Bank, relationships come first. We're proud to be a bank where you're more than a number. You're family. Our experienced bankers take time to understand your goals and walk beside you every step of the way. Whether it's personal or business banking, we've got you covered. Visit communitybank.net or stop by your local branch to experience relationship banking at its best. Community Bank, where community comes first. This episode is sponsored by DeSoto Athletic Club. From personalized training to over 55 weekly classes, indoor-outdoor pools, and even pickleball, there's something for everyone. DeSoto Athletic Club, get moving, start living.
Here is our host, Kristen Engelkay.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. I'm your host, Kristen Engelkay, and we are here today with another small business in our community to be able to give them a chance to share their story and to share some insights on things that you can apply in your lives, whether it be through business or through just personal development. Today, I have the great honor and pleasure to welcome Robert Creech, who is the owner of the DeSoto Athletic Club, or the DAC, here in South Haven. Robert, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here, and I'm excited to spend some time with you and share some insights on our business and beyond.
Absolutely. So I want to just jump right out of the gate. You are an elusive creature. Not very many people see the man behind the business. Can you tell me how you got started? A little bit about your background?
Sure. So we've been in business now 26 years, and I know I don't have much hair left, but I actually got started at a young age. I actually started developing the concept when I was 23 years of age, and we've been open actually in our 25th year now, and are midway through our 25th year. So I started really young, and got into the business on accident. You know, I literally was a college athlete, still involved in working out quite a bit at the time, and was literally on stretching on a workout floor in a gym in Memphis. And I had a conversation with the owner, and throughout that conversation over a 10, 15 minute period of time, you know, he told me what his bank loan was, how many members he had, all of the things that you really wouldn't want to share with someone, which I'm assuming he was looking at me as a young punk kid. And I went to my dad and said, "Hey, Dad, I have an idea," which he was a grocer in the Memphis area, owned a chain of grocery stores. And I said, "I have an idea." And he was, I don't know if he was smart enough or stupid enough to back me at the time. And we found the property that we still sit on today in South Haven, Mississippi, and developed it into what you guys see with the DAC.
That's incredible. I didn't realize it had been 26 years.
26 years. We've seen everything, the growth.
You've literally seen everything.
In South Haven. I mean, it's been amazing. I tell people all the time, when we bought that property, there was cows and hay bales on it. And the only thing that was there was the convenience store in the corner, which is now a Marathon, but it was a Macklemore's convenience store at the time. Mm-hmm. And when we told our CPAs and lawyers what we were going to do, they thought we were crazy. They were like, "You're going to go do what? Where?" And, you know, people that have been around a long time remember Goodman Road being a two-lane road.
Absolutely.
And so it's been a fun journey. It really has. And to also see the growth, and the growth that's still happening in South Haven, it's been amazing.
Absolutely. We tell people every day there is dirt turning on every corner.
Absolutely.
And you definitely got you a prime piece of real estate.
Correct.
Way before everybody else realized what a gem it was, because it is exploding over on that side.
Absolutely.
Of town.
I tell people it's still one of the best decisions that we made, but it's also still one of our competitive advantages. Our location, even 25, 26 years later, is still the best location in the city, without a doubt.
So how has the gym itself kind of evolved over these last 26 years?
Yeah, if you, for those, and we still have some people who joined the gym when we were back in a sales trailer with just dirt, and it was an idea. And if those people who have been members of ours for 26 years have seen a lot of evolution of our facility, it looks nothing like today. It looks nothing like it did back then. We had basketball courts. We had a game room. We had a pro shop where we used to sell Nike shoes and things of that nature back in 2008, 2009, which wasn't the best time to do a massive renovation with the Great Recession. We completely remade that facility, and into what you see today with a juice bar, a tanning salon with all of our recovery services, and then a training room back to where the basketball court used to be. So we've made a lot of changes, and it's evolved quite a bit over the last 25, 26 years, as the industry has, and we've tried to keep up with the trends in the industry.
What are some of the trends that you have seen that you feel like, how do you determine that, I guess is kind of my thing, whether you, that's going to be a fad, do we want to go there from a business
Absolutely.
Aspect of it?
That's a fantastic question, and I'll just, we'll go back to the COVID years, which none of us really want to relive those.
Don't say the C word.
None of us really want to relive those. But back in that time, if you remember, in our industry, they thought brick and mortar fitness was going to go away. And the big thing at that point in time was virtual fitness, things of that nature. So you have to be really, really careful. I'll use Peloton as an example. Peloton, they thought that Peloton was going to take over the industry. Although a very good product, but what we realized when we started studying that, do we want to bring the virtual services into our facilities, which we have some, but people were really taking their group exercise studios out and transforming those into virtual fitness studios. And as soon as we opened back up, people didn't realize the thirst that people had for connection because we were all shut down. And those companies, even Peloton today, is struggling. Peloton's on the verge of bankruptcy. And it has nothing to do with their product. It's a fantastic product. They just invested money and grew too fast, and now the demand's not there. So when you ask the question, what do we look for? We try to look at things that will stick, that are not fads, trends and fads. We look at that in a different way. And we just try to find things that truly will stick long term. And there's some of those that are trending right now that we feel like that'll be in play for a while.
Awesome. I can say for sure that the hydro massage beds,
yes,
that needs to stay there,
yes,
forever.
Yes. Well, one of the things that you are seeing, just to go along with that question, is a lot of your recovery services. Recovery in our industry is a really big thing right now. And with your hydro massage, you see things about cold plunges. That is something that's trending, and we're trying to figure out where some of those modalities fit within our facility, and we'll be bringing some of those in the near future, but trying to figure out which, again, ones that are fads and which ones are true trends.
Okay, well, I'm a member, and I can tell you right now, I personally will not be doing any cold plunging
right,
of any sort.
Right.
I will watch and support and
exactly
promote.
Right. I feel you on that.
That's not for me.
I tell people all the time, if you want to take a cold plunge, just go jump in our outdoor pool in February, and you're set.
No Cub Scout polar bear badge for me. Well, going into the next kind of thing, I want to talk about what are some key advice,
sure,
or things that you would tell somebody that hasn't been a member of a gym,
sure,
that whether they be young, old,
correct,
they're starting to become more self-aware.
Sure, sure.
What should they do? How should they get started?
Well, here's the first thing. One of the things that we try to tell people when they join a gym of any facility, and it doesn't matter whether it's one of your boutique studios, whether it's our facility or any of the others that are in the area, first of all, have realistic expectations, number one. So many people want to get started and they just want to go as fast as they can, thinking that, and 90% of the people that come to us want to lose weight. They think that, hey, they're going to be here a week and they're going to see all the results and so forth and so on. First of all, we say slow down, okay? The second thing that we talk about is, hey, whatever fitness means to you, that's what it means to you. We want to meet you where you're at. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. And I think that's a big thing in our facilities. I'm just going to be honest. Fitness for someone that's new to it is intimidating. And so the other advice that we give is get in front of someone as fast as you can, meaning a coach of some sort, whether it's one of our group exercise classes, whether it's one of our team training sessions, whether it's a personal trainer. Don't go at it alone. Get with someone. Hey, if you have someone that you can work out with that holds you accountable, that's okay too. But just don't go at the journey alone, because it's very intimidating and it can be a complex issue to figure out. The last word of advice I would say to someone, and we tell people when they join, the most important hour that anyone can spend with us in the gym is go through the assessment process. Go through the assessment process. Meet with one of our trainers. Let them talk to you about your goals. They are trained to sit down with you and go through your exercise history and try to set a realistic course for you. And that's the advice that I would give.
I completely agree with that. When we got started, my husband and I,
sure,
that was our first thing, because right, you walk in and while your place is vast and you have all of these different things to where you can cater to each person's individual needs, sure, that means you walk in and there's a whole lot. So having somebody that can navigate that, and also that was kind enough to show us exactly where we were,
sure,
and where we weren't.
Sure, sure. Which is very important.
It is very important.
We call that a starting point session. Yeah. And we tell people, you have to know where you are starting to know where you're going to go.
Absolutely. It's very important. It was huge. And it definitely made a difference in what the next few days, weeks, months, absolutely, year, 2 years looked like.
Correct.
Because we were able to set those goals, small and large.
Small, sure.
And yeah, very small goals are very important because those are going to be what build up.
I agree with you 100%.
It keeps you encouraged.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. And we tell people that all the time. And I know we're going to talk about this later in the podcast, but it's a big mistake. People go too fast. Too fast.
Absolutely. And that is definitely something we're going to dive into, because I know, sure, you said you have a handful of things that you, sure, think are top mistakes that people, yep, make. Before we get into all of that, though, we do have to take a break for just a few minutes. Want to thank our sponsors. We can't do what we do without their help and support. So, guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
Staying ahead in a world driven by technology is key. At Wisdom Integrators, we simplify tech solutions for your business. We specialize in customizing audio, video, and IT services tailored to your needs. At Wisdom Integrators, we don't just solve problems, we create opportunities. Wisdom Integrators, connecting your world, solving your problems. Make your next event unforgettable with the Follow app. Connect instantly, stay organized, and never miss an opportunity. Ditch the business cards, go digital with the Follow app. Network effectively, exchange contacts seamlessly, and grow your business. The Follow app, transforming the way professionals connect at events. Now back to South Haven Business Beat and host Kristen Engelke.
Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us. We are back sitting down with Robert Creech, the owner of the DeSoto Athletic Club, the DAC, here in South Haven. And we're talking about fitness and how to get started and just some of the great ways that you can just improve yourself, your self-awareness, and just build some strength and some encouragement. So you were talking before we went to break about, you just kind of little teaser into, you said you have a handful of mistakes, sure, that you've seen that people make when joining a fitness club.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. So, you know, again, we've been doing this a long time, and we see some commonality with some mistakes that people make. And when I say mistakes, I mean, I want to say this to your listeners. There's not right or wrong, and I want to be very pointed on that. But there's some things that we've seen over the years that people make some mistakes in terms of sticking with their fitness program. So the number one, we talked about this a little prior to the commercial break. I can't stress enough how important it is for people to go through that initial fitness assessment. And I hate to use the word assessment because it sounds like a test. There isn't a pass or fail. We actually use the term a starting point session. And that's the most important hour that they will spend in the gym after they join, to find out, you know, what their goals are. We have some amazing technology that can measure where you're at today, as well as where you want to go. The second is not setting clear goals. You know, people will come in with no plan, and just like in business or anything else, if you don't have a plan, you're planning to fail. And again, fitness can be challenging. It can be confusing. You walk into our facility, and it is a big place. We always talk about, we know when someone's new walking into the club, they walk in the doors, and the first thing they do, they start looking up, and we know that that's the first time they've been in the club. So again, setting small, clear, measurable goals. And I can't stress small. People have no earthly idea how hard it is to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds. And people will come into our facility and go, I'm going to lose 40 pounds. I'm like, no, you're not. You know, just let's take a step back And let's be realistic, and then we can build upon that. Thirdly, working out alone. I can't stress this enough. We encourage everyone, if you don't have someone to work out with, get into one of our group exercise classes. Get into one of our team training sessions. Again, the reason why we want people to do that is you're going to meet people and you're going to understand that you're not alone. There's people in the gym just like you, and I know that everybody feels that everybody's looking at them. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody cares. They've got their own issues that they're trying to work on. And so that's why we want people to get into a group and the community that fosters from that. It's a really cool thing. Fourth, not being consistent, okay? Not being consistent.
I fall into that category.
Oh, girl, I do too. I consistently go to Chick-fil-A. You know, but not being consistent, and that goes back also with setting the realistic expectations when you start. People that tell us that, hey, I'm going to exercise 7 days a week. No, you're not. Okay, you're not. I mean, what we work with the power of eight, and if we can get you into the gym twice a week. And then maybe, hey, take a stroll around the block, you know, after dinner or before dinner or before you go to work or whatever the case might be. I have young kids and I see people walking around the parking lot as they're practicing ball. Anything that you can do to compound on those two times a week into the gym, you have a chance. But don't set the realistic expectation that I'm going to be consistent 7 days a week, because as we all know, especially those who have children and other activities, life gets in the way. And I never understood that. When I was 25 years old and people told me they didn't have time to work out, I thought they were crazy. Well, now that I've got three kids and I'm 50 and they're all over the place, I get it. And so just set realistic expectations on being consistent. But the thing that you have to do, there has to be consistency in there. And if you can maintain some level of consistency, then you'll get the results that you desire. And the last one is eating in recovery. We talk about I know you said the C word, we talk about the D word, diet. We don't even like to use that word because it just has a negative connotation. We talk about cleaning up your eating. I am a big proponent of Coke. And unfortunately, when I don't drink coffee, when I get stressed out, I drink Coke. When I know that I want to lose some weight, I have to stop it, okay? And so cleaning up your eating, cleaning up whatever that you're drinking or you don't need to be drinking, that's a big thing. And then the last one is recovery too. We have some great things at our facility in terms of recovery. I know you mentioned the hydro massage chairs. Yes. We've got some things that focus on your mental well-being as well. The relaxation pod, you can get in there and just chill out and work on your mental health for 15 minutes. Stretching services that we have. But work, sleep. People they don't even realize how big a factor sleep plays into the recovery, but also the results at the gym too. So those are the top five mistakes that we see consistently that one doesn't do that hinders his or her fitness results at the gym.
Tell me a little bit more about the pod you were mentioning. I actually don't know about that.
Yeah, so it's called a relaxation pod. And we started diving into the recovery space about a year and a half ago. And something that we have got into is also the mental health. And it's in our tanning salon, and it's in its own room. And it is literally a pod that you actually go in, you put headphones on, you can actually set your screen to whatever you want, whether it's snowing or whether it's, you know, at the beach scenes.
Absolutely, the beach scene. That's what I was waiting on.
Absolutely. And you can sit and just really zone out for 15 minutes and you can do breathing exercises, meditation exercises. There's so many things out there from a recovery modalities that will help you and not only in the gym, but also outside of the gym. And so those are some things that we're starting to dive into, and we'll be doing more of that, you know, as time goes on. There's some really cool things out there that we'll be bringing to the gym.
Well, tell me more about that. Do you have anything on the horizon that's coming something that's got you excited?
So we just got back last week. We just got back from our largest trade show in our industry and saw some really cool things. I mean, people talk about now, which is all over the Instagram and all of your social media, with talking about cold plunging and different types of contrast therapy. When I talk about contrast therapy, meaning going to a sauna and then going to a cold room and or cold therapy, there's a lot of health benefits to that. We are looking at some certain things, like one of the things that we saw at the show that was really cool, it's called a cold room. and possibly putting some of those in our locker rooms where it's like a meat cooler. I hate to say that, but it is. But you go in and you just sit there and really freeze for 3 to 5 minutes. And but there's a lot of health benefits to that. You know, I know that's a huge trend in our industry, but just in wellness in general right now. So we're chasing some of those and trying to figure out, as you said, which is a fad and which is a true trend that will stick.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, I could probably get behind that. That yes. doesn't have ice cubes
involved. No, it doesn't have ice cubes in it. No.
I could do that. I could go from a sauna to a cold room. I could do that. I know with you being in business as long as you have,
sure.
you have seen transformations. You have seen success stories. Sure. Is there anything that really just sticks out in your mind that's just one that you are super proud of?
You know, there's so many. You know, again, over the course of 26 years, there's countless. Okay, but there's a couple in particular. One, going back 20 years. Okay, we had a young man. We used to be involved heavily with the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we had a particular young man. He was 5 years of age, and he was battling cancer. Ultimately, had to remove his leg to save him, and. Obviously, that was obviously not only a traumatic experience for the parents, but obviously one for the young man. He didn't want to go to school. His confidence was shot, and his parents brought him to our facility. And at the time, we had a youth performance franchise inside our facility. And they brought him to us and said, you know, would you guys work with him? And over the course of a year, we worked with him on his movement, worked with him obviously gaining his strength with his leg, with his prosthetic. And the family, the gentleman, the father was a South Haven police officer. He actually moved, the family moved to Nashville. He got a job on the Nashville Police Department. 7 years later, they sent me a picture, and he was actually a Paralympic or Junior Olympic champion in the Paralympics. That was a really, really cool one. And then 5 or 6 years after that, the mother, she became an author. And she wrote a book about raising a child, survived cancer and whatnot. She drove down to our facility and brought me a book, and there was a chapter in the book about his transformation and talked about our facility during the whole chapter. So it was really cool.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that was a really cool one. And those I actually. Keep a box of letters that I get from members. And again, I have so many over the years, but on those bad days, and I actually have this young man's picture in my office, on the bad days where you hear the member complaints and all the things, you know, you read one of those letters or you look at that picture and it actually reminds you why we got into this business in the first place. And again, I could give you countless transformation stories like that.
Thank you for sharing that inspiring story. That is really beautiful, and I know you probably have just a whole million of them that just carries you through in those tough days.
You're right. In those tough times, and again, the days where people are complaining, you read a couple of those, or you know, I'll walk in the office and glance at the young man's picture, and it's it makes it all worth it.
Absolutely.
It makes it all worth it.
And helps you remember your why.
Yeah, it's true. You're 100% right.
I can't wait to sit back down here again. My podcast will still be around 26 years from now and see where you've grown and where you've gone from there. All right, so final question of the day. We ask everybody that comes on, you've been a member for quite some time.
Sure.
Is there anything in particular that either you as a person or you from the business aspect has gained that has been just integral in what you do that you've gained from being a member of the chamber?
Sure. So first of all, I want to commend you guys. You guys have a very active chamber,
Active chamber.
So I want to commend you guys for that. You know, back in early in my career, I was actually on the board of a chamber of the chamber. So I understand what you guys do and what your mission is and what you attempt to do on a daily basis. For us personally, one of the things that we committed to at the beginning of this year was to really get back involved in our community. That was one of our goals for 2025. You guys and Debbie have done a fantastic job with us. We actually sponsor some of your luncheons, and we've got back connected into those luncheons, and you guys have made a lot of connections for us, okay? And I know that some of my staff members have worked with you know, some of the connections that you guys have made for us. So for us alone, you know, that has helped us and will help grow our business in the future, just the connections that we're making through the chamber.
We have definitely appreciated you guys and your commitment to us and getting to know some of the younger members of your staff
yes.
that have gotten involved in
yes.
our South Haven Young Professionals.
Correct.
And we are just really, really grateful for your partnership.
And we actually are looking forward to hosting a Young Professionals event. I think we're going to do a pickleball tournament for the Young Professionals. So again, it's been a good back and forth between us as well in the chamber as well.
Thank you so much for joining us and just sharing a little bit about your heart and your passion for fitness.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Guys, if you are not in the gym, if you're not up and moving, not right now because you're watching me, but here in a few minutes, get up off the couch, go walk around, go to the deck. They have incredible opportunities no matter what level you're at. Meet with one of their people and they will help you get started and help hold you accountable. They've got great trainers that really are passionate about what they do. I can speak, you know, I'm a member of the club. I'm not as consistent as I should be. I do fall into that category, but absolutely incredible and worth every single penny. And I am so grateful to you and for you following your passion at such a young age.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And guys, if you haven't done so yet, please go like and subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of the South Haven Business Beat. We'll see you later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. We would like to thank the following sponsor. Pure Focus Media exists to make high-quality media accessible to all businesses, regardless of their size or budget. We believe that every business deserves to have its story told with clarity and creativity, and we are here to bring that vision to life. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources. Thanks for watching.